Now it's time for our weekly trip around the state for 300 villages. This week we're heading to St. Mary's near the Yukon River and then farther north to Wainwright on the Chukchi Sea.
My name is Bill Holstrom. That's a good name, Bill Holstrom. I serve as the mayor of St. Mary's. Well, this time of the year, summer, we got all our subsets and activities, mainly putting up fish, salmon, put salmon on the racks, dry them up, getting ready for winter. And then people are out right now gathering berries, and moose hunting season is open. Other than that, we got a project going on. Got people busy hauling gravel. The city runs a gravel pit where we distribute gravel to the outlying villages, especially downriver. And also, school is another busy part of our community. They just got to build an additional teacher housing. We had a really cold, wet summer, so that affected the berries too, especially the salmon berries. Blueberries were, what I've heard, kind of hard to find this year, but blackberries are really in abundance right now. People are mainly going after blackberries. It's a beautiful country up here, got nice scenery. You got a freshwater river, the Anniriska River, that flows into the Yukon. A really pristine country. We're hunting, camping, many outdoor activities.
My name is Enoch Tunick. I'm Wainwright and the mayor of Wainwright. 29 years I've been here in Wainwright, and I come from down further west from Point Hope. At the estimate, we haven't seen the census yet, but from the last count, at least up to 563 people that live outside of Wainwright and whatnot. Maybe the population could be as much as a couple thousand. 300 bedded seals, shorebirds, like probably eider ducks, speckleback geese, and number of geese. As we have always been stewards in this land, in which we learned from our ancestors how to try to follow their, it passed on, looked like, from each generation, to have a respect to the land. And for our resources, we try to manage them the best way we could. Climate change started getting a little warmer, and maybe the climate change is making little difference in gathering for our fish. Sometimes we gather a couple weeks early or a week late, a couple weeks late.
That was Bill Holstrom in St. Mary's and Enoch Oktelik in Wainwright. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Jocelyn Estes in Anchorage. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Brianna Gibbs.